You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. In the wake of the Mega Millions lottery payout last week, it got commentator Gary Joyner thinking about the lottery's history in Louisiana.
Get rich quick. It's something that has probably passed the mind of anyone who has seen the lottery ticket display in a convenience store in Texas or Louisiana. As for Louisiana, the lottery is not something relatively new as we today might imagine. In fact, Louisiana has a long history of promising something for nothing. The first Louisiana lottery had more than a checkered past. Some historians rank it as one of the two most corrupt enterprises in modern history, the other being the Fundación Eva Perón in Argentina. The first Louisiana lottery began in 1868, chartered by the Reconstruction government in Baton Rouge. It received a 25-year charter and, much like its modern counterparts in Louisiana and Texas, was sold as a relatively painless way for the state to obtain money, build roads, and schools, without raising any taxes. The legislature wanted it to work so badly that they made it tax-exempt and required no state licenses. In return, the Louisiana State Lottery Company offered to pay the state at least $40,000 each year. These funds were dedicated to public education and health care, with any excess going to support infrastructure. Much of the money was directed to Charity Hospital in New Orleans. The company set up shop at a multi-story building at the corner of St. Charles and Union Streets in New Orleans. In the Reconstruction South and afterwards, the deeds and actions of Confederate generals were almost worshipped. The company contracted with Jubal Early and Pierre Gustave Toutant Beauregard to handle the drawings and to promote the lottery. There were several types of lottery drawings, held daily, monthly, and semi-annually, with varying amounts of risk and payouts. The method of conducting the drawing was pure showmanship. On a large stage, before an audience, two blindfolded boys stood before two wheel-like drums, one larger than the other. The boys removed a ticket from one drum and a prize from the other. General Early was handed the ticket with the winning numbers, and General Beauregard was handed the amount of the prize. People from all over North America wanted to play the Louisiana Lottery. In 1890, the lottery grossed over $28 million. The press in other states began to refer to it as the octopus because it reached into every corner of the country and even overseas. Questions arose over just how efficient it was and where was all that money really going. By using the U.S. post offices, the lottery allowed anyone to purchase tickets. In effect, the U.S. government became contract salesman for the company. Ex-Confederate General Francis T. Nichols was among the governors who, concerned about improprieties, targeted the lottery. By 1893, it was doomed. Governor Murphy Foster, who followed Nichols, had encouraged the legislature to prohibit the lottery from operating in Louisiana. In 1892, the United States Supreme Court upheld a statute that outlawed using the public mail for purchasing and transporting lottery tickets and advertising. This ruling effectively killed legalized public gambling for 50 years. The enterprising owners of the Louisiana Lottery Company were not willing to give up their lucrative business. They moved the operation to Honduras using the international mails until the early 1900s. Today's Louisiana and Texas lotteries are heavily regulated and audited. The governments of these states do not want to suffer the negative effects of those early lotteries. It is apparent that they recall the lesson of history and realize that when it comes to the lottery, history matters.